So if is it that if we love our body, then we get misery and we cannot attain God? So we should just focus on bhakti whenever we can, and even if at night we don't feel like sleeping, we wake up and then we chant or we read. See, there are two different things over here. There is pampering the body and there is torturing the body. Pampering means that it is one extreme where every single desire of the body I want to satisfy. Whenever I feel like sleeping, I go to sleep. Whenever I feel like eating, I eat. So now that is actually, whenever if you just keep eating whenever you feel like eating, then that is very unhealthy for the body. So pampering the body is undesirable. But the other extreme is torturing the body. That means the body has genuine needs and don't fulfill that. So the body needs a certain amount of rest. The body needs a certain amount of food. If you don't fulfill that, that is also harmful. In 6.16, the Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Natya ashnatastu yogosti na chaikantam ashnata na chati swapnashilasya jagruto neva. He says, one who eats too much or one who eats too little. Such a person cannot be a yogi. And similarly, one who sleeps too much or one who sleeps too little. That a person can also be a yogi. So one has to be regulated. Yuktaharavyaharasya. Next verse Krishna says, be regulated in what you are doing. So now what will be regulation, what is regulation may vary from person to person. So among the Pandavas, if the Pandavas would have food, now Kunti would divide the food of the Pandavas into halves. One half would go to Bhima. And the remaining half would be divided into five parts. Four Pandavas and Kunti. Now, somebody may say, oh, Bhima is a glutton, he's eating so much. But Bhima, he had a body like that and he had a need like that. And one time when the Pandavas were, when Kunti was tired, Bhima said, I'll carry Kunti. And he said, oh, I'll carry Kunti, I'll carry the other Pandavas also. So all four Pandavas and Kunti was carrying through the forest. So he was Bhima Karma Vrukodara. The Bhagavatam says, it's Vrukodara, he would eat a lot, but Bhima Karma, he would work a lot also. He would do phenomenal things. So for him, eating that much was regulated. So what will be regulation for different people will vary. And we have to learn by experience what is regulation for us. So as if we are not able to sleep, then why waste time just lying on the bed doing nothing? We can read, we can chant, we can do some devotional activities. But the body also needs rest. And if you don't give that, that will also cause harm to the body. So we have to find out, using our own experience, what is the regulated level for them. For some people, they eat two chapatis for lunch, that's enough for them. For some people, they may eat 10 chapatis for lunch. Now, it's not that 10 chapati person is a glutton. If after eating those 10 chapatis, that person is still energetic and is doing a good amount of work. So different people have different appetites. Like that, with respect to sleep also, different people may have different needs. Some people need to sleep 8 hours. Some people may sleep 5 hours. Some people may sleep somewhere in between, whatever it is. So we have to find out what is the regulation for us and function. So we don't pamper the body. So what causes misery, Krishna says, is pampering the body. Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yo na yevati. If you pamper the body, fulfilling all its desire, that will lead to misery. But karshayanta sharirastha, Krishna says that in the 17th chapter, says those who torture the body, Krishna says, they are, that is also Krishna says unhealthy. In fact, he calls it tan vidya asur nishchaya. It's demoniac. So it's undesirable. So we don't torture the body. We don't pamper the body. We nourish the body in a way that is regulated. So that the body becomes a functional tool for us for doing whatever we need to do. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any other questions?